Blog Talk Radio.
Have you here?
Good morning. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good morning. Lots of things are happening in Orlando this week. Boy, we just got sent a schedule of what's going on. Holy cow, you guys are knocking it out of the park.
Good morning,
Ryan and Shanna McDonald, Team Washington.
Good morning, Ryan and Shanna. Welcome on the call. It's great to have you guys here. Great to hear your voices. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim and Patty from Apple Valley.
Jim and Patty, good morning. We love to have you guys on the call. Welcome on the call. Who else we got?
Patty from Hayward, California.
Hi, Patty and Stan. Good morning. Welcome on the call. Well, Garrett, I think it's gone just past the top of the hour.
You going to put us into presentation mode?
It's just gone past the top of the hour. So, Garrett, I will hand the call over to you, sir. My husband.
Thank you so much, everybody that's on the call here this morning. It is going to be a fantastic call. It's going to be a brilliant day. And what I was thinking about here this morning, I was thinking about it last night, is when you're around successful people, when you're around people who make winning as a habit, when you're around people who live very self-directed lives, when you're around people who you look at their lives and say, I would love to live my life in the way that you are living yours. When you're around people who truly feel like they're responsible for what it is that they create, and they create very powerful outcomes, and they have the type of life that you truly would enjoy or inspire to be around, one of the questions you can, or one of the things you will observe is that they have very clear philosophies, that they have very clear ideas as to what it is that they do in order to be successful and to build their business, and in order to live their life. So the question then becomes is, did they have these philosophies? Did they have these strategies? Did they have these views of life prior to or after they became successful? And what you'll find is that they developed these strategies, that they developed these philosophies, that they developed this prior to becoming successful. And that's one of the things we want to talk about here this morning. You know, I've heard said from so many people that are successful, they say, success is a state of mind. If you want to be successful, you want to start seeing yourself as successful. One of the great things that we can take away from this call this morning is, how do we view ourselves? Do we see ourselves as successful? Do we see ourselves as somebody who truly is going to be successful? You know, the great philosophy that I heard from somebody that was quite maybe an unlikely source was Bill Cosby. He said, I don't know the key to success, but he said, I absolutely know the key to failure. It's trying to please everybody. So what does that mean? You know, he goes on to talk about it as you choose to be successful, you will realize that there are a little more demands on your time. There are a little more demands upon you. And there are so many other people around you. Maybe they're the people that you went bowling with. Maybe they're the people that once a weekend that you would go down to the pub with. Maybe there were people that you hung out with. Maybe there were people that you hung around the water cooler with. Maybe there were people that you talked about shows that you used to watch on TV with. But you decide to become somebody that's a little different. And understand in trying to please all of those older people or those other people in your life, it truly is a key to failure. If you truly want to decide what is it that you want to create, what is it that you want to bring into being to be successful. Oops. Did somebody just do something there? Oh, thank you very much, Sylvia. Success is believing in what you are doing. This is one of the most important points. Do you believe in what it is that you're doing? When you get up in the morning and you build your business, is this something that you say, I am bringing benefit into somebody else's life? Do I truly feel passionate about the product that I'm sharing that I'm so passionate that I would share it regardless if there were business behind it or not? Do I truly believe that I'm bringing a benefit into people's lives? You know, it's so easy for people to say, no, Sylvia and Garrett, I know that if I was you, I would know and I would believe in what I'm doing. But understand, to get to become a new broker, to become a new consultant, to become a new director, to become a new 10K director, to become a new 20K exec, to become a new 50K diamond, to become a new 100K diamond, to become a new 50K diamond, you want to believe in what it is that you are doing. Because I thought it was Mark Twain who put it very well. You know, so many of us, when we look at success, we understand that the road to success is always under construction. But that seems like a very simple philosophy. But what it does is it helps us to understand that there perhaps are going to be some challenges. There perhaps are going to be some obstacles. And when you view it and expect it and know that it's part of the process, it is easier to overcome them because you know that it's part of you becoming better and deserving the success you're about to have. I love the way that Mark Twain put it. He said, when we understand the process of becoming successful, we can embrace it because we know as we meet each of those challenges, we are becoming successful. How did he say it? He said, success is not to be measured so much by the position that one has reached as by the obstacles that one has overcome while trying to succeed. In other words, if we understand and embrace this, we truly cannot take it on a struggle and effort. We can truly make this happen for ourselves very easily. You know, a winner is somebody who looks out there and respects those that are superior to him and her. In other words, here is something that's very interesting. A winner respects those who are superior to him and her and tries to learn from them. A loser resents those who are superior to him and her and tries to find chinks in their armor. In other words, they are the type of people who stand around the water cooler and talk about the success that other people have. And that conversation normally deteriorates to a place where they talk about how can we find chinks in their armor, how can we rip this person down, rather than how can we learn from them. Ask yourself the question, when you see other successful people, are you asking yourself, I wonder what I could learn from that person? I wonder what it is that they have done in order to become accomplished. Are we the type of person that try to find chinks in their armor because we believe that that's the best way to approach it? You know, that's very middle class and lower class thinking. The upper class and the winning class are the people who are always saying, what can I learn? What can I do? Who can I become? Because everything that we have is a philosophy. Everything that we have, first of all, is a thought that repeats itself, can become a philosophy, and ultimately become a habit. And understand that these habits are either winning habits or they're losing habits. But we are the ones that create them. We talk about it, you know, if you look at two people. If you are two people that are in the same place, that have the same business, that have the same opportunity, two people that are in the same streets. You know, I love this quote. Two people in the same business on the same street, one of them prospers and the other does not. Why? Because one of them wants it more than the other. It's not always the strongest man who wins the fight or the fastest man who wins the race or the best team that wins the game. In most cases, the one that wants it the most, the one who's gone out and prepared and who's willing and prepared to pay the price. Are you willing to pay the price? Because I truly understand as I meet more and more successful people, as I read their autobiographies, Sylvia and I love to read the autobiographies or biographies of successful people. And so often what we see in the media today is the finished product. What we so often see today is the made-for-TV story. What we so often see today lacks the detail to help us understand how they became successful. Because along the way, you will see that they had some challenges. Along the way, that there were obstacles they overcame. Along the way, you will notice that they became somebody who was worthy of that success along the way. They just kept doing the activities that would help them to be successful. You know, one of the greatest people, that's one of the great people that we love to quote, I mean, that we love to talk about in our industry, is Ray Kroc. Because franchising is one of those things that you can compare to network marketing. In other words, it's the ability to create a system where ordinary people can create extraordinary results. And Ray Kroc is one of those people who is accredited with creating what we consider today modern franchising. He was the founder of McDonald's, and he was one of the great successes and the landmark of the American culture. And I love the way he put this. You know, he talks about the creation of a franchise. He talks about the creation of McDonald's. He talks about the creation of success. And he talks about as he pulls people together and when he used to give the class on how people can build their McDonald's franchise. When he was the people who brought them to, he called it their McDonald's University, and he took them through that process and helped them learn. I love the way that he's talked about it. He said the quality of an individual is reflected in the standards and philosophies they set for themselves. So many people, so many of us, create our standards and philosophies. Perhaps they've been given to us by other people, and we've never questioned them. We want to ask ourselves that the standards and philosophies that we have, are they serving us? Are they helping us be successful? Would we say that they're the standards and philosophies that winning and successful people would actually have for themselves? You know, it's a matter of it's a matter of having principles. It is easy to have principles and success philosophies when you're rich. The important thing is to have principles and success philosophies when you are poor. One of the things he's famous for saying as new people came in that had just purchased a franchise, you know, he said, I would be questioned on it all the time. And he said, it's easy for you to have these high standards because you already have success. It's easy for you to have these high standards because you already have multiple franchise owners. It's easy for you to actually do this. Every one of us that are on the call here this morning can ask ourselves, what are the standards that we're going to set for ourselves in our life? What are the standards that we're going to set for ourselves and the philosophies that we're going to have in 2009? What are the standards and philosophies that we're going to have this month? What are the standards and philosophies that we're going to have this week? What are the standards and philosophies that we're going to have today? We can choose to go through today mindlessly doing what it is that we're doing, or we can truly choose to be thoughtful and mindful. Ask yourself the question, is what I'm about to do, would this be how a successful person, would this be how a winning person, would this be how one of the people that you would choose and view as a mentor, would this be how one of the people that you choose and view as having the type of life that you have would conduct themselves in every area of your life, in the way that we greet and treat other people? Do we do it? Do we proudly? Do we do it openly? And do we do it respectfully? Are we the first person to offer a hand of friendship? Do we choose to be a servant leader in the little things that always get reflected in the big things? Do we choose to open up a door for other people? Do we choose to go out there and understand that it is the little things that will reflect what we'll ultimately do in the big things? Are we respectful to our spouses? Are we respectful with our children? Are we respectful with everybody? Because you know what? It's so easy to say, oh, I would be respectful if I had less stress. Oh, I would be more respectful if I had more money. Oh, I would be more mindful if I had more time. Oh, I would be, oh, I would be, oh, I would be. If we want to become, we want to start being that today. We can choose to live our life in terms of the philosophy and the standards that we set today. Every one of us today can ask ourselves the question, as we go through our day in a mindful manner, as we go through the day to create the vision of the future that we have for ourselves, as we go through the day and become the person that deserves that success, we can start it right now in everything that we do. We can choose to become a better person no matter where we're at. We can choose new philosophies and new standards that truly will reflect in the day we have today the quality of service and being that we are for others, how we are tomorrow, and where we are actually going this month. So have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you absolutely deserve it. Because you know that you can go out and make it happen. I want all of you to have a God-filled, beautiful, gorgeous day today. God bless every single one of you. Have a brilliant day, and we look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Cheers, everybody. Have a brilliant day.
Have a positive day.
That was wild. That was powerful right there. And I see we got Matt and we got Jim both on the phone here, but, you know, I think success is different for every person. But what Garrett was getting at was that the principles for the journey don't change. And if we're really hungry to find the right actions that are going to yield the long-lasting results, that we've got to change some of our standards, some of our values. We can't keep doing, you know, the same thing over and over. I think Matt, you said it last week, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. So that was a pretty solid piece that he just shared with us.
And success is an evolution, for sure. I mean, I'm sitting here in the car on a 9-hour drive to Massachusetts, and I'm loaded up with the Success Guys CD audios. I'm loaded up with, Tony Robbins and the Diamond Training. I mean, just all sorts of stuff to continue furthering the belief system, to continue feeding the mind. And I think it's absolutely key, and that's what has led to my success in the industry. And I'm sure, I know Jim and you as well, Troy, is, you know, belief in yourself. You know, anything the mind of man can believe it, or conceive and believe it can achieve. That's the quote from Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And this message is a very powerful message, because success starts with you.
Absolutely. There's no doubt.
Down to the reflection in the mirror. I mean, every one of us have the ability to choose what we do and how we react to things on a daily basis. And a great example of that is, you know, we see people every day that are complaining about the recession this, the recession that, blah, blah, blah. And the truth of the matter is, we all have the choice as to whether or not we want to participate in this so-called recession by our actions and what we do, what we think about, what we think is possible, and what we want to do, as opposed to how we allow others to dictate things to us.
Well, I fully agree with that. And I think, Jim, sometimes one of the things that people do is they're not living their own dream. And the last month or so, I've been slowly devouring a book that John Maxwell just wrote called Putting Your Dream to a Test. And I would challenge everyone on the call, if you feel like you've been out there and you've been doing everything everybody else tells you to do, but yet you're failing, there's a good possibility you're not even following your own dream, so you're not committing and giving 100% to achieving the success that somebody else has put into your mind. And that goes back, Matt, to what you said, is if the mind can conceive it, it can achieve it. And I'm in full agreement with that, as long as it's really what you want and not what your mom or your dad or something you read on TV or saw in an infomercial stuck into your mind. It's truly got to be your passion.
I thought that's kind of along the same line of what I just said here.
It is. Right. It is. I'm reiterating, man. Now, Jim, you know that.
100%. 100%.
Okay, well, then you confused me because you said you had to disagree at first, and then I was like, huh?
No, I didn't. If I said disagree, no, I was saying I agree with what you said, and I was bringing up the fact that you got to follow in your dream. You know, you can't follow somebody else's, and that just reiterated what you said. Repetition, my man, repetition.
Oh, God, it's going to be a long day. We're on our way to the airport today to California, so forgive me if my mind's not 100% here. You mentioned a book by the world-renowned Mr. John Maxwell, Put Your Dreams to the Test, and it's sitting right here on my desk, one of the ones that I just recently added to my library. And the subtitle for it is 10 Questions to Help You See It and Seize It.
Yeah.
So if somebody really wants to find out what their dream is, that's a great book to figure it out. because it gives you the questions and the guideline on how to determine what it is and then how to go about making it happen.
You know, and I think that's something, you know, it's just something that I've seen. I learned a little bit from Matt this last week, because when you join a team, if you've got the right dream, when you join the right team, all of a sudden that the two individual pieces come together and you build that synergy that's needed to take you to that next level. Because especially when you've grown a business like Matt has via the internet, you know, you sometimes feel like you're in your office all by yourself. But when you're on the right team, the phone's ringing, your email's going off, your text messaging is going off, and all of a sudden that synergy starts to grow and you literally watch your dream grow personally and through other people.
It's exactly how it works. I mean, even though you're sitting in your office and you're talking on the telephone, it can still be a high-touch business in regards to how much communication you're actually accomplishing, as opposed to being in front of people. And you know, I'm headed down to Massachusetts and actually excited to get in front of some people that I've, you know, grew up with for 30 years. And you know, I've got everything with me to go to do that and present everything. But you're absolutely correct. Sitting in your office, you can feel that way sometimes. But if you're efficient in the way you respond, I mean, first thing this morning, Mark Layton gave me a call. He said, I got some people that are nutritionists and want to get some answers, and I may need to get on the phone with Sanjeev. And I had that taken care of, you know, before I jumped on the road to try to figure out how to make that happen. So as long as you stay plugged in and you're communicating and your people know that you're there for them, and that's a key thing as your organization grows very large, is to make sure that your people know that you're available, but that you may not be able to reach out and call every single one of those people on a daily basis because the team grows so large. But, you know, work where you're needed, or work where you deserve, not where you're needed. And I make it clear to everybody that, you know, I'm here. Let's build it via email, text, and telephone from a long-distance standpoint, because, as you said, most of my organization is in the United States, all across the United States.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's
one of the
cool
things,
part.
One of the things that you bring up that I think is important to touch on there, and from a leader's standpoint, for those of you that are just getting started in the industry and you're wondering, you know, why your mentor, your leader, isn't reaching out to you on a daily basis, the truth is this, folks. We have so many people in our organization that are wanting and needing our time that it's not even funny. But we truly measure the people who have the biggest why and the biggest burning desire to be successful based on how often they're reaching out to us and calling us and requesting our time, booking three-way calls with us and everything else, because it's important that you understand, as busy as we are, the people that get the attention are the people who are asking for the attention.
You know, you hit something dead on that one there, Jim, because I've heard the excuse sometimes of why a person quits, and they'll say, well, my upline never phoned me. My upline never called me. My partners never they never reached out to me after I originally came into the business. And I'll sit there and say, how many times did you try to get a hold of them? Well, never. Okay, if they don't know you exist because you're not building the business, because you're not communicating with an issue, because you're not asking questions, you can't use that as an excuse. And what excites me is that I know that Mark Layton is like four levels below Matt, and yet Matt, in his rush to get out of town, to get to Massachusetts, took time this morning to pick up the phone, get with Mark, get everything lined out so that Mark could get his answers for his nutritionist so that they could continue building the business. That's what a person needs to look for when they're looking for a sponsor, when they're looking for a team, is a team that will reach out whenever they're needed, but that person can't use the excuse, oh, I never heard from anybody, if they didn't pick up the phone themselves. Or then again, maybe they can't. You know, it's exciting. I see Matt just dropped off, and that's one of the things. Knowing that you can grab people, knowing that you can talk to people, that's the key when you're building a team, but bar none. Would you agree, Jim?
Sorry, Troy. I was distracted there for a moment.
That's all right, man. I get that way.
The whole power of the team is knowing that no matter what the circumstances are, there's always more people for you. You know, we always talk about the power of this industry being the fact that you're in business for yourself but not by yourself. And I think that is one of the keys to people who truly choose to become successful, is the fact that they take the energy to plug into the system. They plug into a call like this on a daily basis. They plug in to a mentor and a leader, and they make it known what they want to accomplish, what they're willing to do, and help to, basically, the easiest way for me to say this is, they help their mentor help them. And that is truly one of the most important things in my mind that a person can do to guarantee their success, is to help their mentor help them.
You know, that's 100%. I agree with that. I'm in a situation right now, Jim, where I'm trying to help a distributor in a company that I have no affiliation with whatsoever, but she's gone through some very frustrating times with her personal sponsor. We're trying to get through these, and the thing that amazes me is that her ability to reach out and to communicate is something I wish all of my team members could do, but at the same time, she has a sponsor that has not reached back down. It shows where sometimes that breakage is. So she went above him, went to the home office, is trying to get this taken care of so that she can continue to grow her business, and communication is the key. And something that Tom Chenault has really, I think, driven home to me over the last couple of years as I've been on his radio show, is that with him, and I think this is true with all servant leaders, you know, his goal is to reach way down and to reach cross-spectrum and bring in people that maybe they aren't what we call famous. Maybe they haven't had the success yet, but they've got the heart. And he brings those people out onto radio shows to try to help them build their business. And I think a good sponsor, I know in our team we do this, good sponsors automatically reach down to the newest people, to the brand new person, and gives them that leg up in those early days to be able to show them, hey, if you really want it bad enough, we will help push you and pull you and bring you along until you're able to do it out there on your own.
You know, Troy,
absolutely. That comes to great team. And I got cut off there due to cell phone reception, but I wanted to feed off what we were talking about team and communication real fast, if you don't mind. Is, you know, the next thing that I'm going to do when we get done with this radio show is give Troy a call as I'm traveling down the highway. I'm going to, you know, we're going to work on connecting and making sure that Mark gets those questions answered. So sorry, I was about to speak and I got cut off, but expect the phone call, Troy. That's the thing, because I'm going to need some help on the issue that I'm helping your guy Mark with.
You know, that's the fun part. Knowing you guys are on the road, I'm sitting here at the desk, we can still communicate, we can email, we can do radio shows. The technology today and what we're able to accomplish for our organization. Jim, you were going to pick up.
Did we lose Jimmy?
No, I'm here. I apologize. I was listening to what you were saying, and I was trying to focus on, you know, some stuff that I got going here. Again, I'm trying to get packed and get out of here while I'm doing this with you guys at the same time. You know, Troy, you mentioned something about showcasing people, and last week on our primary radio show on Aces Radio Live, we had a young man on the show who's got, you know, less than 120 days in the business at this point, and I believe that the message in the story that John Hansis has to share with people, if every new person coming on board to any company, any business in this industry, were to listen to that young man and the message that he has, for that matter, if leaders from other companies were to listen to the message that that young man has, they would want every new person that they ever experience, number one, to be just like him, number two, to listen to what he has to say.
And Jim, isn't that call archived at acesradiolive.com?
In fact, it is, Matt. Thanks for bringing that up. I'd forgotten to even mention that.
Well,
that's
you guys can go to acesradiolive.com and John Richard Hansis, and it's a recorded archive call, and that's the beautiful part about all the calls here on Radio for Your Mind and also Aces Radio Live, is the information and the knowledge and the stories and everything shared on these shows is archived so they can be listened to you again, and more importantly, new team members, if you find important information or a certain call or something that moved you forward in your business that you feel would be relevant for your people, we like to archive everything so that it's there for access later.
You know, that's the key right there, guys, is having that access. That's why we do what we do. That's why we tap into Garrett's call, and then we do our call here every day. That's why ACES is there. That's why we have online blogs. We have support. We do Facebook. Everything is to help build the team. So with 10 seconds left, I want to thank both of you for being on the show today. I want you guys to have a safe trip. I'm holding down the fort. If you guys need anything, all you got to do is reach out, and I'll be there to help you. Hey, guys, have a great day.
Troy, call my cell phone. Thanks, guys. Jimmy, have a safe trip.
Likewise, everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.